Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Kevin Walker with Jamestown United Way and Verla Jung with Child Care Aware. And Verla and Kevin, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. A reminder to our listeners, during these segments with Jamestown United Way, we're bringing in an organization that Jamestown United Way is partnering with and helping out in some way, shape, or form, and highlighting what they're doing for that organization and talking more about that organization today. Of course, Child Care Aware with Verla, we'll be talking about that. But first, Kevin, Child Care Aware, just one of many organizations that Jamestown United Way is helping out.
Correct. We support a ton of stuff here in Stutzman County, and always want to emphasize that 99% of whatever is raised by the United Way stays in Stutzman County.
Right.
So, you know, if you're donating to Stutzman County, that it's going to help something in Stutzman County. For example, the agencies that we support are Alano Society, Boy Scouts, Camp Rokowan, Child Care Aware, Community Corrections, Girl Scouts, Imagination Library, James River Transit, the Most 21 After School Program, PATH, Safe Shelter, Salvation Army, St. Sart, Senior Companion Program, and the Arts Center.
Yeah, that's a whole list, and we've pointed it out too, Kevin. Sometimes people want to donate to multiple organizations, can't decide which one to do, and they can benefit all of those organizations with one donation to United Way.
Correct.
Yeah. Perfect. So one of those organizations, like Kevin mentioned, is Child Care Aware. Verla Jung with Child Care Aware joining us right now on Let's Talk as well. And Verla, for our listeners, would you mind explaining what Child Care Aware is and what you guys do?
Sure, thank you. Child Care Aware is a state organization, and we are funded through federal funds that come down to the state, and we are a nonprofit that works with child care providers, potential programs. We work with communities that have a shortage of child care, so looking at what is the need, and then our agency does some continuous quality improvement. We have a quality rating system that helps providers take those next steps. We work with families that are looking for child care, and we do some training for existing licensed child care programs.
Excellent. And we were talking a little bit off air too, Verla. This has been around for quite some time, and it's helped out a lot of communities who have maybe had child care shortages or families who have struggled looking for child care. You guys have been able to help them out.
That's right. We've been around for probably 26 years in North Dakota. The office here in Jamestown was started about 25 years ago. We started with a venture grant from United Way, and we've continued to be a recipient of United Way for all of these years.
Wow, amazing. So obviously operating as a nonprofit, so donations and funds like that from United Way have really helped what you guys have been doing.
That's right.
Very good. So I'll remind everybody, Verla Jung and Kevin Walker joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It. And Verla, there's an event coming up with Child Care Aware that is also being helped by United Way.
There is. It's this week, actually. It's on Thursday, January 10th. It runs from 6:30 to 8:30. We will be holding the event up at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. It's been an invitation to licensed child care to get a free two-hour training, which is part of their training requirement for their license. The topic is unlocking the keys to self-care. We plan to provide the training and then supply some learning activities for programs to take home, and just hope it's a very fun evening for people. Have some good desserts, so a good time for all.
That always gets people in the door, the desserts.
There you go.
And Verla, this training, it sounds like absolutely free to anybody who's interested?
It is. Okay. It's for Stutzman County.
Awesome.
Jamestown providers, and we hope that people participate.
Absolutely. We want people to come out. It is this Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. And Verla, how does an individual go about learning more about that or signing up for that?
They can call our office. My phone number is 476-6864. We did an email to all providers. We did a follow-up phone call last week on finding out how many plan to attend. So facility staff, home providers, group providers, they're all invited to attend.
Perfect. Very good. Again, reminder, that is this Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. It's the Child Care Aware event going on at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. Kevin, now there's also events coming up with United Way that you also wanted to mention here too.
Correct. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday, we're going to be doing a bingo night for fun for all ages. It's going to be 6:30 to 8:30 at the KC Hall. We're going to charge $1 per card, and there'll be cash prizes and door prizes available, and that will help us reach our goal.
Exactly. And that goal is a lofty goal, but definitely obtainable if people can come out and support these organizations and United Way.
Correct. And if you have any questions about donating or any questions at all about United Way, feel free to check out our Facebook page at Jamestown United Way, or give us a call at 952-UWAY or 952-8929, and we'll definitely get back to you.
Perfect. Very good. Verla, anything else with Child Care Aware that you wanted to mention or throw out there?
We just have a tie to the Imagination Library. That's also a recipient of United Way funds, and I serve on that board. And we are able to, at this event, we've received some of the books back that people didn't claim. So we're going to re-gift those at our event this week,
fantastic.
Too. So it's just a good way to partner with other recipients of the grant.
Absolutely. Very good. So, again, I'll remind everybody that is Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30, St. Paul's United Methodist Church, and you can contact Verla for more information on that. Verla or Kevin, anything else that we're missing or that you wanted to throw out there?
I'm good.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.